What makes Paul confident that the people he's writing to in Philippi will succeed? How does he know the good work begun in them will be accomplished? The people in Philippi have been good friends to Paul, even when things were bleak. It would have been easy for them to abandon him when he was sent to prison and put on trial. Things didn't look good. It wasn't respectable. It was messy. But Paul experienced true friendship with the folk from Philippi. They didn't believe the rumors. Even when public opinion turned, they didn't desert him. They weren't embarrassed by him. Paul is describing the qualities of a good friendship, but he's also revealing the test for how well he thinks someone will perform as a follower of Christ. Paul sees a parallel between those who know how to be a good companion with those who will be a good disciple. When things get tough, when we become self-conscious or nervous about associating with someone or something, when we're swept to and fro by stories, we might veer from something good. Paul's prayer is that the Philippians might overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight, that their love be strong, not wishy-washy. The kind of life he asks them to live focuses on commitment. Try not to stumble at the first hurdle of disagreement or disappointment. Don't run from hard work. It's too easy to get carried away or become distracted, just like it is in any relationship. In the things we pursue, whether they be academic or spiritual, it pays to be grounded. It is a good thing to be faithful. It makes sense to have fortitude. Because there are a lot of obstacles and distractions that can put us off studying or investigating or friendship or faith. Being a Christian requires the same stuff as being a good friend, says Paul. Be steadfast and dedicated.